The bench was just about as hard as a saddle, and Sam had grown used to both. But no one slept well on a train that stopped every couple of hours to drop off or pick up passengers. So the best he could do was a little fitful nodding. Eventually, a faint gray light creeping into the starry sky convinced him to sit up and wait for Sally Springs. It would only be another couple of hours or so.
"Did you think you could lie to me, betray me, and jilt me, and I just let it go?"
Sam considered the question and the young lady's flinty voice behind him. Whoever she was talking to, her tone, laced with a quaint southern accent, was sharp as an arrowhead. Somebody was about to get a fine tongue-lashing. He straightened up and rolled a stiff shoulder, curious to hear the man's response.
"And you won't even give me the courtesy of a response? You are a scoundrel. I can't believe I ever thought about marrying you. Well, let me tell you something, Stephen Greystone. The Dardanelles will not take this humiliation lying down. I've come to tell you to your face what I think of you, and I want these people to hear it."
Sam looked across the aisle. An old man with white hair and pale blue eyes was staring at him. Then the old codger's gaze flicked behind Sam, as if signaling to look there. A wiggle of unease squirmed in Sam's gut as he turned his head and looked into the lace and silk of a shirt waist. A slender waist and a few intriguing curves. He cleared his throat and stood to face the young woman glaring at him. She was striking, with long, flowing golden hair and mesmerizing eyes, green and bright as spring grass. Eyes that were trying to burn a hole right through him. The hands jammed on her hips implied a dogged determination to see the spat through.
"Ma'am, are you talking to me?"
The furious gaze stuck for an instant, then melted suddenly into an expression of horror.
"Oh, you're not Stephen."
"No, ma'am, and I think I'm glad."
"Oh, good Lord,"
another woman, heavier and older, exclaimed.
"Miss Dardanelle, you've dragged me all this way and made me sleep on a bench, all so we could assail the wrong man."
With every word out of the woman's mouth, Miss Dardanelle sank a little deeper into herself.
"I was so sure. You bear a remarkable resemblance. I'm so sorry."
She sounded sorry about a lot of things, and Sam's heart twitched with a little compassion.
"No harm done, to me anyway."
"Well, this is a bust,"
the other woman butted in, but her disappointment turned quickly to glee.
"On the other hand, maybe not. You wanted to make a fool out of Stephen. Looks like the only fool here is you. That's still a good story for the gossip section. I'll write this up as I've seen it. I'm sure my readers will find the story interesting. What with the travel and your silly chase and the skulking on the train."
"You wouldn't dare."
"Oh, wouldn't I? What's your name, mister? I need it for the article."
"If your article is intent on mocking this young lady's honest mistake, I'll have no part of it."
"You write anything, Ethelene, that embarrasses my family, and I'll take you to the woodshed myself."
The woman gasped. Sam grinned at the expression of offense on the woman's face, and the fire in the girl's gut. He didn't understand what was happening, but got the sense that regardless of the mess she was in, the little gal wasn't going to take it lying down.
"Mind if I ask what's going on here?"
Both women glared at him for a second, then the fat woman leered, and it was a greasy look Sam could have done without.
"You see, sir," she began, "Miss Dardanelle was jilted, abandoned mere moments away from the altar, by a man who was carrying on with her cook."
"Ethelene Wilcox, I would suggest you keep this between us."
"Why, dear? Once the column comes out, it will appear in society papers all over the country. What a shame I don't have a photographer to catch that expression on your face. But I'll describe it."
"Why, you—"
Miss Dardanelle lunged for the woman, and Sam instinctively intervened, raising an arm between them.
"Ladies, this is no way to behave. You both sound mighty angry. Why don't we sit down and talk this out like polite folks?"
"Oh, yes, let's."